Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
If you've been listening to us for the past week or so, you know we've got a big initiative going on right now.
Yeah, with Cincinnati Children's, we learned all about their canine comfort. They actually brought in a therapy dog, which I didn't know was a program there to help kids kind of, you know, ease into things that they're going through at Cincinnati Children's to comfort them, make them feel better. And it's just a really cool program.
Yeah, we ask you to go over to B105.com and donate, not to get another dog, but to help keep this program going.
Yeah, you know, the dogs have upkeep with vet bills and things like grooming. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So, and we can tell you about it all day long, but how about some firsthand information on how important these therapy dogs are? And then joining us right now, B105 listener Eddie Richardson. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
So you reached out through my email about your son Mason and his experience, and your experience, I should say, as well, with the canine therapy program over at Cincinnati Children's. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so when Mason was 10 years old, this was back in February of 2018, he had developed a blood cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we were admitted to Children's Hospital, and, you know, it came out of nowhere. We wasn't expecting any of this, and once T had gotten in there, it was a very, very, very hard time on our family. One of the big things that really helped Mason through was whenever the therapy dogs would come in, and Shetty played a big part in that, and that's what actually made me email you was yesterday when I had heard the call about the lady talking about Shetty. It just brought back so many amazing memories with Chevy. So it was just one of those things where every night that Mason would be having a hard time that they would bring in Chevy, and he would just jump up across the bed and lay on Mason. And, you know, when you're going through that time and going through everything as hard as it is, just to see that smile on your child's face made just such a huge difference. And it was a 3-month battle that could have ended a lot worse. But just one of the things that brought so much comfort was just the therapy dogs, that when they would come in, that just how they made the child feel. And I mean, even the parents, to be honest with you, but it was just an amazing, amazing feeling.
And that's something we've been stressing all along. Of course, it is great for the children that are patients there, but also for the parents, because, you know, it is an unbelievable amount of stress you're having while your child is there. You feel helpless and you want to make them feel better. And that's exactly what these dogs do when they come in the room.
Oh, absolutely.
You sent me a picture of Mason when he was in Cincinnati Children's, and there's Chevy draped right across him in the bed there. It's just such a beautiful picture, and the smile that I'm seeing on Mason's face then, I bet you hadn't been seeing very much until that happened.
I think that was the first week we was there at the hospital, and just still trying to get used to everything and getting used to the new diagnosis. And I remember them coming in and just saying that they had a program that would light up, you know, the kid's life. And it was weird because, you know, Mason was just really having a hard time that week. They had just, you know, given us the official diagnosis, just given us the plan of action that they was going to be taking with the chemo. They come in and, you know, talked to my wife and I and said that they had a program that they wanted to tell us about. And when we told Mason about it, it was just, his whole world changed. I mean, even for just a few moments, just having that dog come in and Chevy just, it's incredible how it makes them feel. And just when he came on the bed and just scraped across Mason, it was just seeing the light in his eyes when, you know, Chevy came up and just laid there. I mean, just for a moment, it just felt like everything was back to normal for a moment. And yeah, I mean, that was a very important time for us. Chevy was, it was a huge deal for us.
I can't imagine. I mean, I sound like you're getting a little choked up thinking about it.
I am.
Well, how is Mason doing? He's 16 years old now, you said?
So Mason is a junior at Harrison High School. Shout out to our Wildcats. He is a three-sport athlete. He plays football, runs track, and this past year he gave up wrestling so he could do indoor track. He is a tremendous athlete. Football is his passion, and then track is just what found him, and he is just very good at it. He's in all advanced classes. That's really been a struggle for him because he's been put in advanced classes because he's a very bright, intelligent kid. It don't seem like there's anything that can keep him down. I mean, even the diagnosis of cancer and six rounds of chemo and blood transfusions and spinal taps and just all of that, nothing could keep him down. He's a tremendous kid. He is my hero.
Well, it sounds like the only thing that could actually slow him down was when he got visits there at Cincinnati Children's from Chevy.
That is the truth.
Yeah. So real fast, Eddie, tell us why you think B105 listeners should go to B105.com and donate one of the bundles there that benefit the dogs like Chevy and all the ones that we're meeting right now that do this wonderful work at Cincinnati Children's.
Absolutely. It was just a program that you don't realize how important it is until your child is the one that's taking advantage of it. It was just a huge, huge luxury, if that could even be said. It was a huge luxury to have while we were in the hospital. I can tell you for sure, I mean, somebody must have paid for the grooming bundle because Chevy just always had just such an amazing aroma and smell, just always so soft and that's very important, especially with, you know, the sanitation and hygiene and things of that nature. It was a huge thing. And then just having them being able to go out in the hallway, and Mason loved to go out in the hallway and toss the balls down the hall, and Chevy would take off running after it. And so the toy option was huge. And of course, keeping them healthy with all the medication and flea and tick treatment and all of that is huge. So I think that all of our B105 listeners, if they don't have a child in the hospital, just take it from me how important it is that they take part in this.
None of us could have said that better in a million years. Eddie Richardson, thank you for sharing your story this morning. We're so glad to hear that Mason is thriving. You know what? Chevy still is too, because he's still over there bringing smiles to lots of kids at Cincinnati Children's.
We love it. Thank you, B105, for all that you do.
You go over to B105.com right now. Canine Comfort, everybody that donates a bundle this week, in the running to win 4 tickets to any Xavier basketball game in 2025, a $50 bookstore gift card, and a $100 Skyline Chili gift card.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So last week, this was before Morgan Wallen went onto the rooftop of Eric Church's bar in Nashville and threw a chair off and got arrested.
Yeah.
He actually had a couple of concerts in Indianapolis over at Lucas Oil Stadium. And Ashley, you were going to the Thursday night show.
That's right.
And how was it, by the way?
Oh, I loved it.
Did he show any signs that he might later, just a few days later, throw a chair off the roof of a bar in downtown Nashville?
I mean, he had a lot of energy, but no. I wouldn't have thought that.
No chair throwing.
No.
So, but you were excited to go to this, and I could not believe this, but you had never been to Indianapolis before.
I can't believe it myself, because I travel often, and yeah, that's not that far away.
No.
In a fun city.
Literally an hour and a half away, and I just was like, as much as you go, go, go. So now that makes sense, because I asked you beforehand what you guys were going to do before the show, and I said you should go eat at St. Elmo, which is a wildly famous steakhouse in Indianapolis.
And conveniently located right next to my hotel.
And you had never heard of that?
Never.
A few years ago, we had a great listener, I can't remember who it was, send me St. Elmo seasoning and sauce because they heard me talking about it on the show.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that was so nice of somebody to do that. I'm still using the spices from that.
But when you brought up St. Elmo, go to the steakhouse, because I'm like, that sounds bougie, Big Dave. Like, I'm already spending enough on this ticket in this hotel room. But then I remembered I beat you in that game of Norse, and you owe me a steak dinner.
I did. So, I mean, I said, well, if you want to make St. Elmo the steak dinner, then go right ahead. And you went.
I went. Now I'll let you eat your words. You ready?
What?
The price.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even. Yeah. I mean,
this ain't Texas Roadhouse.
No. So, all right. So you sent me a picture, and it's a very small filet, and it's got little pieces of asparagus draped over it.
Yeah, I sent you the half that I ate. So I was like, hey, Big Dave's buying.
Oh, wait. So you split this?
Yeah, it was a 12-ounce filet.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a small little. I thought it was like a.
I had half. I had 6 ounces.
Okay. So, all right. Give me the damage. How much?
So the 12-ounce filet mignon, $72.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
But I got it Oscar style.
What does that mean?
There was like crab or lobster on top of it.
Of course.
With some kind of sauce.
I swear to God, you're adult Dara. It's like I have two Daras in my life. She's the most expensive date ever.
Well, all right. That brought it to $30 more.
So we're now over $102?
For the steak, yep. And then I did the lobster bisque, $8.95. And then I added a Caesar salad, $14. And an espresso martini, $15. And it looks like I had a Mick Ultra, too, $5. Whoa!
Are you looking at the bill right now over there?
Yeah.
You brought it in? Oh, wow.
Well, I needed to prove it to you that this is kind of pricey.
So all said and done, how much am I out here?
Well, just for the steak, $102.
No, it's a steak dinner.
Oh my
I didn't
gosh.
Say just a steak, so I will pay. How much is it now?
Okay, $100 for the steak, $8.95 for the lobster bisque upgrade. So we're at $110.
Am I supposed to be using a calculator right now? Just ballpark it for me.
$125 without my drinks.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
$125.
Yeah, you sent me there.
I know.
That place had 9 dining rooms. I was walking forever to my table.
Biggest mistake of my life, though.
They put me in the basement in the corner of dining room. And I'm like, man, did he warn them that I was coming?
That's where they put the messy eaters.
I'll take your money now.
All right. So do I Venmo you?
I'm not taking that much.
I don't have that much cash on me. I might have to take out a mortgage load over here. No, 125? All right. You're good. No, I got you. Deal's a deal. I don't want to welch on a bet.
I did beat you in Norse, fair and square.
Yes, you did.
All right. I guess I'll take it. My Venmo's.
Right.
I think it's Ashley Dawn 2020. Anybody else out there wants to send it my way?
I'm thinking back on it now, and I'm also like, you know, there's a Denny's right there next to I could have recommended that.
And you know what? I would have loved it just as much.
You owe me for a grand slam.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Here we are, the Tuesday, the day after the big total solar eclipse. And my gosh, we got blessed with the weather yesterday. I mean, the skies just opened up. It was nothing but sunshine with some high, thin clouds. I mean, nothing obstructing our view. I loved it. I saw that over 5,000 people were in Batesville, Indiana yesterday for totality.
Yeah, it drew out a lot of people. It was so cool.
Yeah, and I saw Jesse and Anna, you know, up in Wapakoneta. Yeah, at the Neil Armstrong Space Museum there. It got really dark. I watched their Facebook Live. That was super cool. And Anna was just beside herself.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How cool is that? Now, you watched it over at Frickers.
I was at Frickers and Mason. Yeah, we had a watch party. A great crowd, you know, turn out. Why not eat some freaking chicken and look at an eclipse?
And how did it, what did you think?
I would say it was like 99%, I believe, where we were. But I mean, it was, I remember like at 1:30, we had just kind of looked up with the glasses and we're like, it's happening. It's starting. And it was, I don't know, the vibe just changed. And then oddly enough, it just made me, once it was happening, feel like so small. I don't know if that's a weird thought, but like, we're just like one little tiny human speck on this earth to just something so much bigger than us.
Exactly. And a lot of people became emotional. I know I went and picked up Darren and we went to Nana and Dado's. They live in Ludlow, Rivers Breeze, up at the very tops. We were way up. And it was kind of neat because, you know, we started watching it. And like you said, I noticed it early because I tried out my glasses. I was like, whoa, it was like 2 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, this is already going on. So we get over there. But as it got more and more coverage, this like really cool breeze started happening.
Yes.
Like, and you could feel the temperature just dropping and people's like, you know, automated lights that come on when it gets darker started popping on. It was super cool.
It was cool. And you said the next one's not going to happen for like 20 years.
Yeah. And it's not going to be around here. We won't be in the path of it, but the next one in the United States, I think, is 2044. And I tell you, I know yesterday, Ashley, I was teasing people about don't take pictures with your camera, but I couldn't help myself. So I put a pair of the glasses over my camera lens and kept trying to take pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got a couple of cool ones that turned out really good.
I think a lot of people did that.
You had to. You couldn't help yourself. And if you want to see them, they're over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook page. But it just what a unifying event that was yesterday, just bringing people together from all over to watch.
Yeah, agreed.
I love it. It's 6:15.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Okay, so today we have a special dad joke. Ashley, you're saying that someone gave you yesterday.
Yes.
During your eclipse watching party.
It's perfect.
All right.
We've got a special dad joke of the day today. I'm out here at Frickers and Mason. I ran into Levi, who's in fifth grade. He's going to give us the dad joke today. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why is dark spelled with a K?
I don't know. Why is dark spelled with a K?
Because you can't see in the dark.
That's a knee flapper right there.
You can't see in the dark.
It was perfect for the eclipse.
Very nice. I love it. Good job, Levi.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
And this morning on Who Was Right Last Night, we're welcoming Katie into the courtroom. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
And you have had a recent argument with Tim, your boyfriend, and it has to do with dogs.
Yes. We already have three. We have three beautiful pups and love them to bits. And every time our local shelter announces that they're going to waive adoption fees because they have to clear out the shelter, they've taken in too many animals, Tim's heart just starts bleeding and he says, oh, we have to go get another one. He's very big on rescue. We both are very passionate about that. We both believe that we have to do what we can to help with the overpopulation, and which is great. So like all of our animals are fixed. We don't breed. And we even have two of our three have very specific medical needs already. Oh. So our vet knows us real well. And then they made this announcement just last week, and Tim was saying, we got to go. And he's just ready to take the truck to the shelter and say, hey, we'll just take whoever's going to get along with our dogs. And that's how we wound up with three in the first place.
So he wants to go make it four now.
He does. He thinks we need to get an even number. That was his argument. We can even them out. So I think we have plenty. Our house is full already. When you come to the house, there's a little parade of animals that come to greet you. we're covered. We're covered.
The animals are outweighing the humans.
Yes, we're already outnumbered.
Outnumbered.
Yes. I love him and I love our dog.
Yeah, his heart's in the right place.
100%. But we're full.
At capacity. Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, when they do those, you know, no fees kind of thing, like, are you still able to opt in for just fostering for a little bit?
We've tried. That's another way we wound up with one of our dogs.
Yeah, okay. So, true. I mean, I always think that's, I mean, I would have such a hard time fostering. I'd be like, oh, but I can't give up my baby now.
100%. We both did that. And we were like, okay, we're going to get in the right headspace about this and we're not going to do this. This little one is just our guest. They are not going to be, they are not our family. They are a guest. And we tried so hard and the little one just fit in so well with our other two and it was done.
Okay. So this is where it's at, Katie. You have three dogs and Tim wants to go get a fourth. And I mean, I got to be honest, what makes you think he'd stop at four?
Right. When we decided to move in together, we had a dog. Just one. And it was his family's dog. And he's a love. He's precious. We love that dog. And he's little and he's old. And then it turned into, well, he's starting to slow down. Maybe we should get him a friend.
Yes.
So we did. We went to our shelter when they were having a clear the shelter day and adopted another. And then we got the foster that was supposed to be just a guest star, but wound up being a series regular.
I love that. Okay. So where is this at right now before we go to the jury?
I said no. I said absolutely not, because we are full. And honestly, there are financial commitments that we have to make to keep our puppies that we currently have happy and healthy.
Okay.
We have one on prescription food. We have another one on prescription drugs. We have.
Wow.
And with our senior dog, he's had to go for so many dentals. He's had almost all his teeth taken out at this point.
Oh, poor guy.
You would think, but he's actually so much happier.
Because he's not in pain.
Good.
Okay.
No, not at all. And he eats better. But it's money. It's always money.
Well, Statman is out this week on spring break. So, Ashley, juror member number one, where are you at? Team Katie or Team Tim?
I think three dogs is a lot. And as you're saying, it's adding up. I'm on your team. I think you're at capacity. And there'll be another opportunity down the road, maybe, to get a dog, but not right now. You have enough.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you.
Come on, what's one more to make Tim? And you know you're going to love it just as much. And what's one more?
Coming from the guy that has zero pets.
Yeah, but what's one more? I'm not going to win. I'm getting the cold shoulder like Tim is right now.
Yeah, it's one too many.
All right, let's go to the B105 jury right now and see, because Ashley and I are split. 749-B105, also through the app, and let's see what happens, okay?
All right.
But if I was a betting man, I'm going to bet that you guys are going to get another dog soon. I just feel it.
Don't say that.
Big Dave podcast.
Who was right last night? We heard from Katie this morning, whose boyfriend Tim has got a big heart and he can never turn it down when they waive the adoption fees at the local shelter.
What's one more, he says?
And they've already got three. One's a senior dog that's got a lot of medical bills, and she's like, I don't think we should get a fourth. But she called into us and we're weighing in, and at 749-B105, we would love to get your take on it right now. Greg, are you team Katie or Tim? Where are you at on this?
We have three dogs, too, and two of them are seniors, and we have the same vet bills that she does. I mean, we would like another one, but you got to be reasonable, too.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Let's get another one here. What say you? Are you team Katie or Tim?
I'm real hard pressed on this. I do not have dogs, but I do now have seven rescue cats, and it's just been one more. So I would say if she can put a stop to it at three, she needs to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. Cammie coming through the B105 app says, I think three is enough. I am on team Katie. I love Tim's heart, but he has to respect her feelings on this. He doesn't want another dog to come between them.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And then Dustin says,
oh boy.
I have four golden doodles for Dave to buy. LOL, my dad and his wife have five. Oh,
he's trying to sell me a dog.
Yeah. Or you can go get you one from the shelter, Dave. You don't have any pets.
All right. Well, see, if I get a dog, I also get an Ashley.
I'm like, because, can I come ever see your dog?
That's what I get.
More of the Big Dave podcast.
You know, the one thing I love about it getting warmer outside and we get into summer is just seeing the kids in my neighborhood put up lemonade stands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're out little entrepreneurs. They're just trying to get a little extra money for their pocket. So lemonade stands is, I have a rule, you always stop. And you give them a little more than they're asking for the lemonade.
Oh.
Because they're hustling out there, right? Well, there was a lemonade stand last week in Scottsboro, Alabama, that I would have loved to have stopped at. And it was run by 7-year-old Emery Johnson. She set up a stand at her house, not to just make money, but to raise money for something very special. A tombstone for her mother, Carly.
Oh, my goodness.
Who passed away last month at the age of 29.
Oh, no.
Leaving behind 7-year-old Emery. The lemonade stand quickly gained attention and customers. People lining up around the streets to come and give Emery some money and raised $10,000.
Wow.
In just a couple of days.
The community came together for her.
They absolutely did. Emery's grandmother says the community support was overwhelming. With donations pouring in, hundreds of people visiting the stand. Their generosity allowed Emery to not only purchase a tombstone for her mother, but help their family heal after the tragic loss of Carly at the age of 29.
And now I'm going to cry, Big Dave.
It's amazing.
Gosh.
Emery found comfort and purpose in her lemonade stand and felt like she was honoring her mother's memory and doing something that would have made her mom proud.
Very proud, yeah.
Stop.
I know.
Just stop. What an absolute sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. So, Emery and everybody that made this happen in Scottsboro, Alabama, thank you for the tears and thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Now 1 week into what is turning out to be our very successful canine comfort campaign for Cincinnati Children's, you know, that helps fund the service dogs that go in and comfort the kids that are staying there. And we had a big incentive last week that we've been trying to give away all morning to the winner who donated and was drawn, and we can't get in touch with her. But let's see. 749-B105 is ringing. What's up?
Hey, this is Delaine Camarisi. You called me earlier.
Delaine, yeah, we were leaving you a message. Come on, where have you been?
I've been sleeping.
Duh, there's no time for sleeping, girl, because you donated to our canine comfort campaign benefiting Cincinnati Children's, and you were our grand prize winner of the Jelly Roll tickets and autographed guitar.
No way. No way.
Yeah, you are the winner. We left you a message. Come on, Delaine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
First of all, we want to thank you for donating. And secondly, Delaine, I want to know, which one of the four bundles did you purchase?
I think it was to help the kids, first one.
That would have been the playtime bundle.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I tell you, well, Delaine, you did it. You got a big heart, and you're helping us in our mission to keep these service dogs funded over there at Cincinnati Children's. And now you got Jelly Roll tickets and an autographed guitar.
Oh, my gosh, that is so awesome. You made my day.
Well, you made ours by donating at B105.com. So way to go, Delaine. Good job, girl.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Now you need to head over to B105.com like Delaine and check out those four bundles that you can purchase to help the dogs over at Cincinnati Children's. And this week we have a brand new incentive prize, 4 tickets to any Xavier basketball game in 2025. A $50 bookstore gift card to get some swag and a $100 Skyline Chili gift card.
That'll get you a lot of conies.
So that's all for you. If you donate at B105.com, you get in the running for that. So head over there right now. It is at 8:15.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Every day we got to add a new member. And today we got us Clifford Fisher from Summerside, Ohio. Clifford, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well today. How are you, man?
All right. Now, do people call you Cliff or Clifford?
I go by Cliff, yeah.
All right, Cliff. Just want to make sure, because we're all formal on your application there.
Tried to make it as good as possible out of fear of rejection.
Well, you did a great job. You're in. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Cliff?
Yeah, sure. I'm from southeastern Kentucky. I moved up here almost 2 years ago when I met my girlfriend. I work for a real estate management firm where I just go in and do repairs on some rental homes that they own. And ever since I've been up here, I've never found, you know, country like you guys give me. Like, that's one thing I really miss about back home is the country feel. And hardly ever in Cincinnati can I get there anywhere but your guys' radio station. So I love it, and I appreciate you guys for that.
Oh, my gosh, Cliff. That's like a testimonial we need to save and print and put on billboards.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, there's been times when I have laughed with you guys and I have cried with you guys. And I'm a 33-year-old drywall laying plumbing man that doesn't usually cry for anything. And you guys have got me emotionally a few times, and I really do appreciate it. Like I said, this is the only bit of country I found here in Cincinnati.
Well, we appreciate you listening. And you said you tear up, even though that's not really your thing.
Yeah, I'm not really somebody that's in touch with their emotions, so it's even hard for me to express emotion sometimes. But I can recall, like, you guys gave those tickets away to that woman who was battling cancer, and that segment of the show ripped my heart out, and I really just appreciate the lengths that you guys go through. I know when you guys gave out personal tickets to the concert for her and her family, and that really touched me.
Oh, yeah, Tennille. And I'm hoping she gets to go. Old Morgan Wallen in there getting himself in trouble.
A little trouble.
Yeah, I heard about that last night.
I know.
Well, I tell you, Cliff, you sound like a stand-up guy, man, and we're happy to have you in the B105 Country Club. And the only thing left to do is to play the next song on B105 just for you. What's it going to be?
I want to hear Fast Car by Luke Combs.
All righty. You got it. Yeah. Hey, Cliff, welcome to the Country Club, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have an awesome day.
You too.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.